This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Zagreb on a historic first-ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia, marking a new chapter in bilateral relations. The visit, expected to deepen strategic cooperation, will feature delegation-level talks, agreements in key sectors, and cultural diplomacy. During the visit, India and Croatia will sign major agreements in the fields of science and technology, agriculture, education, and culture. A program of cooperation in science will encourage joint research and knowledge exchange, while a comprehensive agriculture pact will cover 30 priority areas. An agreement on the extension of the cultural exchange program until 2030 is also expected to be signed, spanning performing arts, museums, archaeology, and media. The Hindi chair at the University of Zagreb will also be extended, boosting India's linguistic and educational outreach. The visit comes amid growing support from Croatia for India's stand on terrorism and its bid for a permanent seat at the UN Security Council. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has firmly told the US President Donald Trump that India never accepted third-party mediation to resolve issues with Pakistan and will never accept it. Mr. Modi held a telephonic conversation with President Trump and discussed the recent Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister's remarks came following US President's repeated claims of taking credit for the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said during the 35-minute conversation, the Prime Minister clearly conveyed to Mr. Trump that talks were never held at any level on India-America trade deal or on mediation by the US for cessation of the recent military action between India and Pakistan.
प्रधानमंत्री मोदी ने राष्ट्रपति ट्रंप को स्पष्ट रूप से कहा कि इस पूरे घटनाक्रम के दौरान कभी भी किसी भी स्तर पर भारत अमेरिका ट्रेड डील या अमेरिका द्वारा भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच मध्यस्थता जैसे विषयों पर बात नहीं हुई थी। सैन्य कार्रवाई रोकने की बात सीधे भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच दोनों सेनाओं की एग्जिस्टिंग चैनल्स के माध्यम से हुई थी और पाकिस्तान के ही आग्रह पर हुई थी।
Mr. Misri informed that Prime Minister Modi also emphasized that New Delhi will now treat acts of terrorism not as proxy actions, but as acts of war. We now take you live to our correspondent Sanjeev Kumar Singh, who is in Zagreb to cover Prime Minister Modi's visit. Sanjeev, what is the latest update you can share with us after the Prime Minister's arrival in Zagreb?
Prime Minister Modi has arrived in Zagreb. And a grand ceremonial reception has been given to him. Now the Prime Minister will hold a delegation level talk with Croatian counterpart Andrej Plenković at his official residence, Banske Dvori. Both leaders will participate in a welcome ceremony at St. Mark's Square and sign a book of impression. The talks are expected to cover strategic cooperation and multilateral issues. A series of agreements will be signed during the visit after the talks. And prime ministers will lay a wreath at the moment.
Right, Sanjeev, we'll come back to you for more updates. Yes, thank you for that, for those details. Moving on, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has highlighted that the recent Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan nationwide campaign marked an unprecedented convergence of agricultural research, extension and development by directly engaging 13.4 crore farmers across 1.43 lakh villages across the nation. Minister of State for Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said the government has taken concrete steps to fill the backlog government vacancies in the last 10 years. The confrontation between Israel and Iran has entered its sixth day with continued missile exchanges and airstrikes, fueling fears of a wider regional conflict. Explosions rocked Tehran as Israel claimed attacks on centrifuge and weapons production sites in Iran. And with that, we end this news bulletin.